Catherine Kowalhik, the Independence Party of Alberta candidate for the Olds Didsbury Three Hills riding, says she's heard a long list of issues from residents in the riding. During an interview with Great West Media's Olds Newsroom, she said while outdoor knocking in the constituency, the concerns she's heard are worries about property rights and what she calls a gun grab by the federal government. The family law lawyer from Standard, about 80 kilometers east of Calgary, said education issues are also a big concern. Kowalhik said residents told her capital funding for schools is inadequate. She also said the current curriculum is not age-appropriate. The concepts are designed for students that are of older age, she said. Typically, what I understand happens with teachers is that they build upon learning year by year. And so what I'm hearing is that concepts are being introduced without having that foundation being taught beforehand. Kowalhik was asked if by that she is referring to concerns about gender identification or condoning things like drag shows. The feedback that I've received has not been specific to that, although I have a problem with that personally, she said. Healthcare, specifically lengthy wait times and the ongoing COVID vaccination, are also issues in the riding, Kowalhik argued. She listed the economy and high inflation as other issues she heard on doorsteps in the riding. As a member of the Independence Party of Alberta, Kowalhik said if she is elected, she would be able to help solve those issues. With the Independence Party, can hold the government to account by making sure that these issues are addressed as appropriate in the legislature by tabling bills and by lobbying myself for these issues to be properly dealt with, she said. I will be free to vote my conscience in accordance with the will of the constituents of this riding. Any of the legacy parties and the in-stream parties do not have that option. One of the Independence Party of Alberta's founding principles says, we believe that Alberta must appropriate all federal powers, unilaterally if necessary, leading up to the formation of a new Alberta national government. Kowalhik echoed that call on her Twitter feed, Catherine Koval 9, on April 22. The only peaceful and legal solution is for Alberta to hold a referendum to leave Canada and become an independent constitutional republic, the Post said. We must stop funding this tyranny. It's our moral obligation. At one point, Kowalhik was nominated as a Liberal Party candidate in Calgary Signal Hill before the 2015 federal election.